I shouldn't say that.
No, you should say whatever you would like to say.
I guess I've said it to other people anyway. It's not a secret how I feel about it. I've been well, I was about 13 years, and then I'm still on the and we chat about things.
Let's talk a little bit about your life growing up here in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
When you were young, what was your house like? Can you describe it for me?
Oh, it depends upon the houses. When my father was living, I lived in one of the two houses that belonged to the mill that the owners lived in. And those were the first two, the last two houses on if you're going toward the square. And they're still there today. And I was living in one of those when my father died, you see. But after he died, we still lived there a little while. They still let us live in that house a while. But we didn't live there too long because my grandmother in Colorado had a stroke, and mother could go out there when some of the others couldn't, her sisters. So we moved out to Colorado, and we were there for 4 years after grandmother had somebody. Another sister came to live with her, and mother completed her requirements for her degree. Then she got a job back here teaching school, and she came back to Roswell. But I lived in those, when my father was living, I lived in those houses. But my father did have a bad heart, and he knew he did. So he had purchased some land and built two little houses next to the and he said and he, I won't say he did say this too. He said, I put more nails in this house than the other one because I said, I think if you know, the mother and I had to live there, that might hold up better a long time. Now that's a terrible thing to say when I say he's a compassionate man, but I mean he did try to make that house a little better, and rented both of them, you know. So while we were in Colorado, mother was renting those. So when we came back from Colorado, she asked one of them, you know, to find another place to live. And so we had a house when we got back, but this was a four-room house. And at the time, when we came back, we didn't have indoor plumbing. And a lot of Roswell didn't have indoor plumbing for a long time. Now, we always did in the mill house, in the two houses that the mill owned that I lived in. There was plumbing there. But there wasn't any, and there was electricity there. But the rest of Roswell didn't have electricity for a long time. So when we came back to the little house, we did have a small house. We did have electricity, but we didn't have the plumbing. So that was one of the first things we did manage to do was, you know, put in a bathroom and get that going, you know. But so I have lived in all kinds of houses. In fact, one of my good friends made her debut that year sometime like that. And she would come out. But, you know, my mother had been a good friend of her mother's, and they didn't worry about us in the little house. But mother was making $75 a month for 9 months. Actually, for 8 months the year we came back, and they couldn't afford to pay the ninth month. And so Riches, you've always heard maybe how great Riches was, but Riches took care of the teacher's salary the last month.
Huh.
So.
Now, about when was this that you came back from Colorado?
1934.
Okay.
And how old were you?
Well, I was in the seventh grade, and it was terrible because it was my mother's grade. Mother taught seventh grade, and there was her daughter. And I wasn't too good. One of these, Aubrey, one of our, he was a retired fireman and very popular person around here, a fire chief anyway. But he was in the room and in my grade, and there was some stairs going right upstairs. And it was, you know, it's hard to be the teacher's child. You don't want to be the pet. Mother didn't want me to be the pet.